Infernape, Staraptor, Luxray, Garchomp, Floatzel, Lucario, maybe throw Roserade in there too. It seems like everyone and their grandma has used this team at least once when playing through the Sinnoh Pokemon games. I mean, it's gotten to the point where memes have been made about the overuse of these mons. But why and how did this squad become so famous? It sounds like the answer would be simple, but just like a language arts teacher reading a Shakespeare play, I'm gonna unnecessarily and overly analyze this question. So sit back, relax, and hit the sub button if you want as we dissect the reasoning behind Pokemon's most popular team. Alright, I'ma just keep it a stack for the first part. Whether you like it or not, these mons are dope. Whenever it's your first time playing through a new generation, you naturally gravitate to wanting to use the new Pokemon. Hence why in the late 2000s, not many people were worried about grabbing an Abra on Route 203 or Wurmu in the Eterna Forest. And of course, it helps when the new pocket monsters are cool. Staraptor is arguably the best looking regional bird. I mean, just compare it to something like Unfazant from Unova and you'll see why. Luxray is also sick. Although I think it getting the dark typing would have helped. Garchomp is a pseudo-legendary land shark that's also the ace of the champions team. Floatzel is some sort of weasel that doubles as a lifeguard. Like, how did they even come up with that unique of a combination? Infernape is a fire monkey with similarities to Sun Wukong. That's sick. Roserade is pretty cool. And Lucario? Yeah, the Pokemon of the Year results speak for themselves. Speaking of that infamous poll in 2020, Floatzel is the only one of these mons that placed outside of the top 30 in the Sinnoh category, while Lucario, Garchomp, and Luxray ranked inside the top 21 out of all the regions. So, it's clear that a majority of fans adore the design and vibes of these team members, which adds to their case. The second factor that this team had going for it was how common most of these mons are in the wild. Think about it, during their first playthrough, most players didn't know about the Munchlax Honeytree situation or the whole Spirit Tomb side quest. And although the internet was really starting to gain traction at the time, there weren't a whole lot of great ways to see the encounter tables for each route and cave. Therefore, people were a lot better off just catching Pokemon that they often saw in the grass. When it comes to Staraptor, Starly and Staravia can be found in a total of 16 areas across Sinnoh. For Floatzel, it and its pre-evolution can be encountered in 12 locations. Shinx is found on 3 consecutive routes near the beginning, while Budu and Roselia reside in 11 spots in Pokemon Diamond and 10 in Pearl. The fact that these Pokemon keep appearing in battle throughout the Gen 4 games only increases the likelihood that the average player would add them to their party. Of course, Infernape is the outlier with it being a starter, and Garchomp and Lucario are the other exceptions. Ryolu is only given to you on Iron Island, and Gible is exclusive to the basement of the Wayward Cave. Nonetheless, you can easily see why many people would just elect to take the easier route and capture the more abundant mons. Now, I don't know much about competitive Pokemon, but what I can say is this team is very good for a regular playthrough. Most of them are speedy attackers, which I feel like many people lean towards when it comes to becoming the champion of a region. You know, this ain't the VGC, you don't need to set up your stats and strategize too hard. Just send out the best counter for the opponent and move on to the next foe. And this is especially true in the earlier games when most notable trainers didn't even have held items or EV-trained teams. Diving into the Pokemon themselves, Staraptor and Luxray have Intimidate, one of the best abilities you can get, while Roserade can end up with Poison Point, which isn't too bad. As for the moves, Flare Blitz, Close Combat, Brave Bird, Extreme Speed, Dragon Claw, and Dragon Rush are all possible moves you can have in your arsenal by the time you reach the Pokemon League. I mean, who's saying no to those types of movesets? And I didn't even factor in TMs. This team matches up well with the Gym Leaders and Elite Four members too. Monferno can handle Roark and Gardenia, Staravia slash Staraptor is there for Maylene, Luxray and Roserade can make quick work of Pastoria's gym, some of the mons can learn Bite and Crunch for Fantina, Infernape will also obliterate Byron and Candace, while Garchomp can sweep the Sunnyshore gym. Not to mention, you'd have solid answers for 3 of the 5 trainers in the Pokemon League. Additionally, 5 of these 7 mons are dual types, and the only double up is with fighting. So yeah, this team just makes for a relatively easy and convenient path through the Sinnoh titles, which I bet is the reason why some players chose to use it. Another component as to why this squad gets all the attention is their presence in other media. Funnily enough, this one seems obvious, yet I almost forgot to talk about it. Concerning the anime, Infernape and Staraptor are some of Ash's most iconic Pokemon during the Sinnoh arc, while Floatzel makes major appearances in three separate episodes. Lucario has a whole roster of moments in the anime, with the most notable being its role in the Lucario and the Mystery of Mew movie. It also works out great that this film released right before Diamond and Pearl hit the market. Even in the Pokemon Adventures manga, Luxray pops up in multiple chapters, including when it saved Pearl from a Houndoom, ultimately leading Luxray to joining Pearl's team. As a result, I'd guarantee some players use these mons simply because they were exposed to them in other forms of content. Okay, this one doesn't have as much of an impact, but it's still worth mentioning that this team can get past every roadblock in the game. Obviously, you'll typically scoop up a barrel or something to handle these sorts of things, but maybe some people didn't want to go through that extra effort. Chimchar and Monferno can learn Rock Smash and Cut for the Ravaged Path and Galactic Eterna building respectively. Almost everyone has access to Strength. Floatzel can handle Surf and Waterfall, and Infernape, Lucario, and Garchomp will deal with Rock Climb. And despite Fly and Defog technically being optional, Staraptor's got you covered in those departments as well. Lastly, this one's pretty straightforward, but think about how things become popular in the first place. People tend to see something cool, funny, or heartwarming and want to replicate it. Like the classic monkey see, monkey do, you know? So, if you're in elementary school out at the playground playing Pokemon on your DS, and you see your friend dominating trainers with his cool Garchomp and Staraptor, while you're sitting there losing to Hiker Knob and Jingling and Finneon, then you'd most likely want to copy your friend and get some better mons. And with that, I think we've solved how Pokemon's most popular team came to be. Again, could this question have been answered in a 60-second YouTube short? Probably, but I wanted to dive deeper. Anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed, have a great rest of your day, and until next time, deuces!